found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the beginning of another week here on the Ken Miller Show. It's 1700 KBGG. Trent Connor and myself are with you for the next couple of hours, talking sports and localizing it as best as we absolutely can every Monday through Friday from noon until 2. Lots going on, lots to recap. Not a ton to preview tonight. Kind of a disappointing night on Big Monday. Kind of a thud. There are a couple of Big 12 games. I'm sure we'll get into those a little bit later on. Maybe TCU, West Virginia, of the two, resonates the loudest, if you will. But maybe some Olympics as well. Here's what's coming up on the program today. Dylan Montz will be here. He covers Iowa State for the Ames Tribune, amestrib.com. Take a look back at, and you called it, Trent. By the way, let's stop right there. Credit where credit is due.
Yep.
I was going to do another minute or so on the open before I walk. You said you liked Oklahoma last Friday on the money line.
Iowa State.
I beg your pardon. You said you liked Iowa State over Oklahoma. Did you back it up?
I did. I finally
put your money where your mouth was.
I did and walked away with a smile on my face.
Good for you.
Over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday.
For you. So you had a couple of winnings day.
Digging myself out of the deep hole that I put myself in.
Yeah, you were struggling, that's for sure. Iowa State certainly wasn't struggling.
No.
That was a terrific basketball game. We'll talk a ton about that. Dylan Montz is going to be here. When we got off the air on Fridays, the football program announced some news as well that they embargoed, I guess, for the 10 days or whatever it was for some reason. Kyle Kemp was granted another year of eligibility by the NCAA. That's great for Iowa State. They get their veteran signal caller back. It was going to be an interesting competition, but I don't think that competition is on the table anymore. At least we shall see. So Dylan Montz, Scott Dockerman's going to be here at 12:40. We'll recap Iowa's dismantling at the hands of Ohio State, who's really good this past weekend. Iowa once again had their struggles. It's now been three games. It's been four games. The last three, Jordan Bohannon has yet to get back to that free throw line. You know, the last game he missed a free throw, Trent? You were there.
I was there in Sioux Falls?
In Sioux Falls during the Colorado game.
Did I go to a game this year? I did. It was
Last time that he missed a free throw was all the way back before Christmas, but hasn't been to the free throw line in a while. Certainly not knocking the kid. He's playing his you-know-what off. Mm-hmm. Really is. In the 1 o'clock hour, Rob Doster, collegebasketballtalk.com, which is now part of the NBC Sports. He will be with us. We'll talk college basketball. I like the fact that CBS came out and showed a little transparency, got us talking, got us thinking about Selection Sunday, which is, 4 weeks away, but it gave us an indicator. I hate to say this, if it was tomorrow, but they gave us the first four seeds and in the four regions, so a little something to chew on, at the very least, with the new way that they're coming up with this, the quadrants. We'll talk about that. And then Todd Fredrickson, the Iowa Wild, speaking of news that was made after we got off the air last Friday, the Iowa Wild, look good for them. Signed a five-year extension. There's going to be hockey in downtown Des Moines. I'm of the belief that it is growing, that they are helping grow the sport here in the state of Iowa. They also announced a preseason game. St. Louis Blues and the Iowa Wild will play in September, so Todd Fredrickson will be here. But overall, Trent, it was a weekend without football, so get used to it, but not bad.
Not bad, no.
I mean, yesterday was kind of left a little something to be desired, especially the way things were going at the Bell MTS Center in downtown Winnipeg yesterday afternoon. But there really wasn't. I watched the Olympics for the first time, I guess, is where I'm going to go.
Yeah, watched some luge for a while.
Did you watch any curling?
Little bit. Had more of that earlier in the week. Thursday, Friday was more in the curling scene for me.
You know, I'd never seen mixed doubles curling before.
Oh, really?
I had no idea that the rules were as different as they were from a regular curling game than opposed to mixed doubles.
Yeah,
I kind of like the format, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of like the format.
And then we get into the debate every 4 years. If I really dedicated myself to becoming a curler.
No, you could become a curler. You couldn't become an Olympic curler.
Exactly.
Is the answer.
But there are plenty of people out there that think that they could.
I know. Trent, and those people couldn't push themselves out of the hack and keep their balance. I will guarantee you it is way harder than it looks.
Now, because it looks easy.
It does look easy, but and a lot of the people now are pushing. They're not lifting the stone off the ice at all, especially the women. I get it, it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got one of those rocks in your hand and you're going back and you're pushing off and you're taking your aim before you either throw an in turn or an out turn, tougher than you think.
Yes.
But it's funner. It's a blast. It really is. And not unexpectedly whatsoever. It's upticking as it always does every 4 years, and then we'll forget about it.
Really enjoy the snowboarding.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
See, that one doesn't make sense to me. That's a trick.
Yeah.
It's not a sport. It's a trick.
Sure. But isn't that, I mean, that's gymnastics or tricks. Figure skating or tricks.
Well, at least you got to skate. You got to maintain your balance and flip. Look.
Now I was watching them do, they're going over the pipes. They're doing the flips.
Yeah.
I just thought it was awesome.
No, look, it takes... takes a ticker to be to do that.
Yes.
Let's be honest. I mean, that and the, what do they call it, ski flying? Or it's just, oh my God.
The jumping,
It takes a strong ticker.
I haven't seen any of that yet.
I think it was maybe day one of the Olympics, and I'm sure there's going to be more coming up, but it's 17-hour time difference.
Yeah.
It's just weird, you know? It's weird.
When they're doing, last night, watching figure skating with the wife.
Did you? You got forced into doing that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that was live, though. So it was morning?
It had to be.
How weird is that?
No, it's very weird. 17 hours.
There's your 7 a.m. wake-up call. You're going to go compete for a gold medal.
Yeah, they've had their breakfast and they're back. Into their event, and we're watching before we turn the TV off and hit the sack.
Yeah, time difference makes it a little more difficult.
It does.
And if you want to know what happened, but it's not like I'm following a bunch of Olympic reporters
on
Twitter.
See, somebody got me. Ken Fang, who I follow on Twitter, he got me. I was watching Norway and Canada in the semifinal of the mixed doubles, and I thought it was live. So I was staying on Twitter, and it was a 3-3. The game was 3-3, and I go back on Twitter. Well, Canada will play for a goal. They beat Norway 8-4. I screamed. I don't want to know that. All right, let's get to what matters here, and that's college basketball in our state. And let's start with Iowa State, because they deserve every single minute of airtime here today as they knocked off their third top 20 team so far in 2017-18 season. Well, in particular, 2018, the friendly confines of Hilton Coliseum, the Trey Young Show, Lindell Wigginton, just phenomenal. But Cameron Lartrent is the... I've been fortunate to buy Cameron Lard stock real cheap.
You did.
Because
you
guys kept, you can't snap it up the Wigginton. And he's a great player, don't get me wrong, and he was really good. Cameron Lard is the most important player on this Iowa State team, in my opinion. And he kept his himself out of foul trouble. The histrionics weren't there. He's an emotional kid. I get that. You're going to get the you know, the facial expressions, and depending on the three guys that have been entrusted with officiating the game, they may or may not have a problem with that. They didn't this past Saturday. Hilton was electric. At least it appeared that way through the television. And they did it again, Trent, knocking off number 17, Oklahoma.
Lard, you could see why they waited around for this guy.
Yes, you
can.
I
mean, there's a lot of talent there, and the upside is immense. This is a guy that just feels like he's scratching the surface, and he's playing at this level, and he's going out and getting 19 and 17.
You know what? For Iowa State's sake, it's a good thing he's 6'9 and not 6'10, 6'11.
It's true, yeah.
Right?
Because he might be... Well, here's a question. So the rules have changed now in as it pertains to putting your name in for the NBA.
You can explore.
You can do it. Pull it back,
yep.
And you can do it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people that would say, "Well, you should do it every year,
just to get just, a report card,
right? What they're looking for, what you need to improve upon." But if it would happen where Lindell Wigginton and Cam Lard puts their name into the draft, how nervous are people up in Ames? I mean, because
they're already looking forward to next year,
yes,
and I can understand that.
Yes, we know that. Possibility, you can put your name, pull it back, and you don't lose eligibility.
Mm-mm.
But for people that aren't dyed in the wool and see that, like, oh, he's gone, great. But if you're an advisor, you get his ear, I'd say just do it.
I would think that there's no harm in doing it.
Yeah.
There's no harm whatsoever. Tyler Cook should do it.
Yes, he should.
Absolutely should. Get a report card, what you need to work on to better your game, to prepare your game for the NBA.
Peter Jok did it,
absolutely. Came back. Did he not got sick and didn't have that opportunity to showcase him? Where was he? New Orleans, I want to say, when he got sick, or did, and then he hurt his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And to the benefit of the Hawks, he came back and the decision was made easy for him, quite honestly.
But I think both those guys, you need to explore it. It's there for a reason.
Cameron Lard gets better every time. And again, even though he only played 20 minutes earlier in the week, he was very active at, 21 or 22, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
This past Saturday, he was unbelievable. Watching Trae Young, he struggled to shoot the three ball mightily this past week. You're not going to see him struggle like that. And just the no fear where he's launching those threes from, Trent. I mean, you don't see guys taking them from that deep. He's NBA ready.
Yes.
He's NBA ready. He's going to get the crap kicked out of him in all likelihood, at least early, because he's slight. And watching Sacramento and the T-Wolves last night, I probably watched a half of that game, just jumps off the screen just how big those NBA dudes are, right?
The physicality of it.
Just crazy.
You even see that at the G League level. You go down at an Iowa Wolves game and how big those guys are. And now you take it up to another level in the NBA. It is crazy. And the difference there. But credit to Donovan Jackson.
Great defensively, too.
Boy, did he play well.
Yes, he did.
He was up there.
And played every single four of those 40 minutes, Trent. He didn't miss a single one of them.
Face guarding.
Uh-huh.
Not letting him get the ball back, which is a big part of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
He was really important of that. So credit to the senior who... he can shoot you in and out of games at times, but never known as a defensive stopper by any means.
No.
To play that way, pretty good. And I think Wigginton was pretty fired up, though.
Absolutely was.
We talked about that before the week, and you could tell there was a little something extra there.
This one meant a little bit more for
us.
I can understand that.
Saw him a lot, I'm sure, on the AU circuit. They were ranked pretty close to each other.
Yes, they were. They were, and they did see a lot of each other on the AAU circuit. And I mean, I don't think that this got. I mean, Wigginton had no idea what ESPN was doing throughout the game, but there was a tracker.
Yes, right? There has been for a while.
Yep,
yes.
A Trae Young tracker, and there's one guy on the floor that's putting up more points than he is, and that's the Canadian guard in Lindell Wigginton. But it's Cam Lard, Trent. I was such a big fan of this kid's game, and. You know, if he can stay out of foul trouble, control the emotions, easier said than done. It's a passionate sport, and that's his calling card. That's one of the things that makes him the player he is. Conversely, Iowa goes on the road to Columbus. Take over.
They're terrible.
They're really.
They're
you know,
a bad
one. I do want to say one thing because I'm starting to see Jack Nungey emerge a little bit.
Played well.
Didn't he? I thought there were times when he led them in scoring, so this isn't going too far in a limb, that he was the best Hawk on the floor on Saturday night. There weren't a lot of positives out there by that team, but he was one of them. He was one of them. Maybe the only
one
of them.
He was the one.
Yeah.
He was the one, and that's putting lipstick on a pig there.
Mm-hmm.
It's another terrible performance.
You don't see Fran McCaffrey, and I would like to be able to track this somehow. How many minutes he stays? He's seated on the bench. How many times he's patrolling the court in front of the bench?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him sitting down. I mean, he knew what was going on. He knew that that his team was getting blown out. And it and the score, Trent, was probably not an indicator.
No.
I mean, they lost by, 18?
Mm-hmm.
There were times it was 30-plus. I mean, they emptied the bench.
Early,
right.
Early.
They called off the Wolves early in the basketball game. It could have been much worse.
Yeah, 82, which is an accomplishment for Iowa on the road this year.
Right.
And it could have been a lot more.
It could have been a lot more.
Yeah, I guess... Chris Holtman's not only a great coach, he's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he certainly proved that on Saturday. Drake, you and I played Saturday afternoon. I watched more of that game, believe it or not, than I did Purdue-Michigan State.
You did.
I did. I was into it. Not that I wasn't into the Big Ten heavyweight tilt, because I was. Just real quick on Drake and you and I. John Rooney was the play-by-play guy. Of course, we know him as the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's really good. One of the voices of the Cardinals. Adam Emenecker was the color guy. And I know he's mostly the Drake color guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get Mediacom, so I don't hear Adam do too many games. I've heard him do, early in his career. I think he's getting... It's confidence, Trent. As you well know, confidence goes a long way in whatever you do. I thought Emenecker was really good on Saturday. It's the best I've ever heard Adam Emenecker do a game, to the
really?
To the point that, you know, I made a note of it that I wanted to bring this up during the show today. He was good.
Yeah.
And I can't say that I thought that maybe about him in previous times. And again, I hadn't heard a whole lot of the body of work there, mm-hmm. but I thought Emenecker and John Rooney were a really good team.
Yeah, it didn't jump off to me. In fact, it took until they did the cut to both of them. I knew it was Rooney, but
right.
like, who's the color guy? And then they showed it was Emenecker. And then maybe just because you and I was playing poorly and I was just being, oh, this Drake guy over there
right.
and calling the game. But
yeah.
no, it did jump off to me. But what jumped off to me is you and I, they're awful offensively.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
They were, Trent.
A.J. Green better be ready to come in and average 16 a game as a freshman next year.
They're going to need him to do so, aren't they?
McLeod is not developed.
No. Nope.
Brown is not developed. Those guys are going to be juniors next year.
Eesh.
I mean, the light bulb needs to turn on. They get another year of Lohaus, which will help, but they need A.J. Green.
Was he the best Panther on the floor, Lohaus?
Probably.
I think he was.
I think he probably was. Now you lose your two big guys, mm-hmm. Bennett Cook,
mm-hmm.
Clint Carlson, are moving mm-hmm. on. Those are the guys that are tough to find at a place
yep.
like you and I.
Yep.
Where Ben Jacobson, if an offer would come his way, would he start looking around?
You know what? His guy's gone. I mean, Troy Dannon's no longer there,
yeah.
right? And I thought those two were joined at the hip.
Yeah.
And had Dannon stayed, I thought that that was probably going to be something that works out for the long time. I don't know. It'd be different that the 1 year he decides to go is the 1 year nobody's talking about him going, right?
Right,
but
right.
when they have good years, and there've been some, certainly been more than their share of those, everybody talks about the fact that there's going to be offers and how they're going to keep their coach and yada, yada, yada. The 1 year that, you know, they perhaps finish absolutely 10th in a 10-team conference, that would be the one that makes him decide to make that move. Drake, on the other hand, I mean, Trent, they're going to avoid Thursday night.
They're two games up from staying out.
It's going to take a big collapse for them to play on Thursday night.
Yes, and other teams also, the right teams, have to get hot. They win one, they're probably safe.
Yeah.
They win two, they are a lock to stay mm-hmm. away from the Drake Invitational for the first time in a decade.
Now, good. And they play Wednesday night at home, Valentine's Day.
Ah, yes, Indiana State.
Indiana State.
Sycamores come to town.
I saw Ty Patton, their SID over there, sent out a couple of funny tweets regarding that. I wish I would have followed Ty on Twitter about Valentine's Day. And anyways.
Honey, get in the car. I got something for you.
Right. It's that hard to find gift, right?
Yes, yes.
And going to the Nap Center, watching the doggies. They had a good crowd Saturday, Trent. I mean, that's an in-state rivalry. I get that. The Nap Center looked like they had a nice crowd. But yeah, Emenecker and John Rooney, very, very good, at least I thought. Dylan Bontz will be here. He's in the on-deck circle. We'll get into the Oklahoma win preview, Kansas, tomorrow night. Can they do it again? I mean, can they do
yes.
it again, folks?
Yes.
Look, I haven't been, you know where I am on Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're not in first place anymore, right?
They're not.
When were you going to mention that?
End of the season.
Oh, okay.
Until it happens.
You know what? Probably better served.
Until it happens.
Okay, all right. I'm feeling pretty good about that, Trent.
I know you are.
I didn't think it would be Texas Tech.
No, no.
But so far they are.
Well, you would have been able to get the field, and they're part of the field.
Absolutely. We'll talk to Dylan Mons next. We'll find out what was behind the decision to embargo the Kyle Kemp announcement. This press release said they contacted the recruits. Well, they don't need to contact the recruits. You don't need to go that far. You need to contact the recruit. If Brock Purdy's okay with
uh-huh.
it, everybody else is going to be fine. The offensive line couldn't give a, couldn't give a darn.
Caught yourself.
I did.
We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah. We were. And so far, 22 years, I haven't. Now, I can't say I haven't been in the studio when.
Sure.
I think there was 19 dropped that particular Friday morning. Unreal.
Were you kidding count?
No, but we went back and listened to the tape. Well, take a time out. We will continue here. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here until 2, right here on 1700 KBGG.
The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG, February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives through our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too. Like getting a dozen roses for just $17.99 and totally making their Valentine's Day extra special. Or getting one for them, one for you, Dove milk and dark chocolate hearts two for $7. For the hard to please, get 10% off all fragrances, including Viva La Juicy. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
If your old washer won't and your old dryer doesn't, the Home Depot's about to make your laundry day with up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Electrolux high-efficiency front-load washer and electric dryer, now just $4.98 each, and 50% off matching pedestals. For guaranteed energy-efficient performance and plenty of change in your pockets, come to the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details. Valid through February 28th.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Special Olympics Iowa will host the annual Warren County Polar Plunge on Saturday, February 24th at Lake Aquabie in Indianola. The Polar Plunge is a signature fundraiser for Special Olympics and offers a unique opportunity for individuals and organizations to raise money and support Special Olympics Iowa athletes by jumping into the frigid waters. All you have to do is raise $75 and register for the event online at soiowa.org/polar-plunge. You can register individually or as a team. All of the proceeds from the plunge go back to the over 14,000 athletes in Iowa and fund the Special Olympic programs they participate in. The Polar Plunge will start at noon on February 24th with a post-party to follow. There's still plenty of time to sign up, so head on over to soiowa.org/polar-plunge today.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
You know, guys, we've got it pretty good. Going to games, watching sports on TV, listening to sports talk radio. We never really stop with sports. So maybe with Valentine's Day just around the corner, you ought to get her something special from Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Did you know that we carry a huge selection of home decor and furnishings? We do. Art Peace Poles. We have a huge selection. She'll love the one you pick out for her. And best of all, she'll know that you're actually listening to her. Or at least got lucky because you went to Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I until 2. Still to come, Land at 10, Scott Dockerman this hour. He jumps in at about 12:40. We'll talk some Hawks, 12:45 with Scott. Right now, let's talk Iowa State. Dylan Mons covers them for the Ames Tribune. AmesTrib.com to read Dylan Mons or Travis Hines or any of the other great reporters at the Ames Tribune. Dylan, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Doing pretty well, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. Let's save the basketball for a moment. We got the word. Matt Campbell sent out a release Friday afternoon that Kyle Kemp had been granted that sixth year. He kind of seemed like he was a little coy, and I think we spoke about it, you know, earlier in the week when you guys had an opportunity on signing day to talk to him. He seemed to be a little coy, almost like, you know, like he knew which way that the NCAA was going to rule. Well, little did we know they already had, so it's pretty. He had a pretty good feeling. I don't understand the need to embargo the announcement from the 30th of January. I know that he's wrote the release and he told all the recruits, which to me he didn't have to. He just had to tell Brock Purdy. It's the only one that really mattered in this thing because Mitchell had already signed, correct me if I'm wrong. But why do you think that they did that? I don't understand the need to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, it's a really good question, and I don't think we've really gotten a straight answer necessarily. I think when Kyle Kemp talked to us, he talked about not wanting there to be a distraction with signing day, and they're in winter workouts anyway, so it didn't necessarily affect what they would do in spring practices, who would be taking those number one reps and things like that. I know, you know, I think from the way the release is worded, it does sound like Matt Campbell did indeed know on signing day that they had gotten it, but I think it was just all kind of meant to not have all those distractions surrounding the team with signing day kind of being dominated by the Kemp thing, which I'm sure it would have been.
So help us out. They've got the quarterback room. I don't know if they have enough chairs in the quarterback room. Kemp comes back. Brock Purdy's going to be there. Zeb Noland is already there. Devin Moore is, I guess, over the injury. And he was a, you know, they were talking about him this past August, so they like his ability. There's going to be a lot of them. Does the fact that Brock Purdy was made aware of the fact that Kemp is getting that other year lead you to believe that a red shirt is in all likelihood going to be, applied to him this upcoming year?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the hope with Brock Purdy and Rial Mitchell. I think it's a good opportunity, and whether they were going to get Kyle Kemp back or whether they were going to go after a grad transfer just to kind of bridge the gap to some of those younger guys, I think the plan was probably to get those guys redshirted. And then next year when Kyle Kemp is actually gone, they'll kind of, Zeb will obviously have experience in seniority kind of on some of those younger guys. But then I think they could really open it up to those three or four guys that they'll have. And then they just got a commitment from Ethan Bean out of Kansas the other day. So I think they're going to have what they really wanted to do was kind of replenish that room, getting Kemp back kind of helped that this year. And then I think next year too, they'll kind of have that 3 to 4 to 5 quarterbacks on scholarship range that they really want. So I think that's probably their goal there.
So the quarterback position, is it a state of flux? How's spring going to go? Is it this is Kyle Kemp's job, Zeb Noland, you're the backup, or do you see it being an open competition?
I think it'll be an open competition from the standpoint of they're not just going to hand the job over to a guy. And I think that's kind of how they've approached all these different positions. When Matt Campbell first stepped in, obviously the new coach is going to kind of open things up to really get to know the guys. But I think this is kind of the way they operate in general. Matt Campbell was asked on signing day kind of about the competition that some of these younger guys coming into the program can kind of create with those other rooms, whether it's wide receiver, defensive line, offensive line, things of that nature. Really, to get better, you have to have some of these younger guys probably threaten a little bit to come in and play over some of those older guys. And I think that's the way you really find who's going to fit the program best, who's going to help you win the most. And I don't think the quarterback room will be any different. I expect if you had to probably lean one way or the other, I would say Kyle Kemp would probably get more of the number one snaps, but I think that Nolan's going to get plenty of those too, and they're going to just kind of open it up to both those guys really kind of leading the way. And then like you said, you have Kevin Moore behind them, and then the true freshmen kind of learning the ropes a little bit and kind of getting acclimated, especially with Real being here in the spring. But it'll be interesting to kind of see how they divvy those up, or if they'll talk about how much they divvy them up between those two.
Devin Moore, a really good athlete by all accounts. Could you see him being asked maybe to, I'm not saying linebacker, but you know what I mean, find another, maybe a skill position? They can't all play quarterback, as you well know. How do you see that working out, in particular with Moore?
Yeah, I think they'll ride him at quarterback for a while, just to kind of feel him out, because he hasn't necessarily gotten a fair shake because of his injury. So I think they'll probably go with him at quarterback for a while, kind of see what they can do. But I wouldn't be surprised if you maybe saw him line up outside a little bit in a pass-catching role. I don't think he'll necessarily be a tight end type, just because they have so many able bodies there with Jake Ballard, Dylan Sander, Charlie Kohler coming in to play for the first time. They'll have plenty of those guys there, and same Dean Buckner being back as kind of that F tight end position. So I think you could possibly see him line up outside. I'm sure he'll kind of learn some of those that might know him already, just because the quarterback position, you do have to know all those positions. But I think I think he'll stick at quarterback for a little bit, and then possibly, you never know. I think he could find his way outside a little bit at some point.
To basketball, Dylan, and another home victory at Hilton. Great environment. Just a great game. This team, we see they're completely different at home as opposed to the road. Another big one with Kansas. But before we get to that, your biggest takeaway with the win over Oklahoma, what you saw that really jumped off to you?
Yeah, I think obviously when Lindell Wigginton, Donovan Jackson, and Cameron Marcus play like that, it really gives them a kind of a three-headed monster and makes them a little bit tougher to defend. So I think obviously the goal is to always have those guys playing on. That's not going to happen just because of the youth of Wigginton and Bard. But when they're on, I think it's pretty special to watch. And then I think really kind of what allowed them to get over the hump there was the defense, especially in the first half. Donovan Jackson, Grant Talley, All those guys really played well when they took turns on Trey Young, and he ended up getting his points, obviously, with 22 on the day. But I think really what they were able to kind of do to help slow Oklahoma down was impressive and necessary to get the win. And then when Oklahoma kind of made that comeback and that run, you see games in the past, and you wonder if Iowa State's going to be able to kind of pull that out or sustain its advantage, and it was really kind of able to find a way to gut it out and win. So I think those few things were probably what stuck out to me the most.
Wyler Babb's status for tomorrow night against Kansas, I know that he got positive news from the MRI. Has there been any determination as to, because this I think was going to be, they hope to have him back for Kansas tomorrow night. What are the chances, I guess, of that happening?
Yeah, I wasn't at the press conference today, and I know I saw kind of a few things on Twitter like everybody else. It looks like he might be getting out there to work out a little bit and possibly give it a go. But I think what Steve Prince said the most was they like what Wigginton's been able to give him at point guard and be in that kind of attack mode. So I think they may try to just have him wait it out and possibly give it a go this weekend, just to make him feel as good as possible, because with knees, it's just kind of probably on the side of caution a little bit, and you want him to feel it obviously as good as possible. But I doubt he plays tomorrow. Maybe he'll give it a go in practice, get on the court a little bit, just to kind of see how he feels. But I don't know if I'd expect him to play.
So here we are. We're getting deeper and deeper into February, and the Jayhawks are not in first place. Dylan, is Kansas still going to at least get a share of the regular season crown? Or are we going to have a new champion this year?
Man, it is kind of crazy. The more the weeks go on and the games go on, it looks like some of these teams are going to be able to kind of usurp them and get there. Texas Tech has been really impressive, I think. Kansas obviously has to go there. And they've not really kind of locked down Allen Fieldhouse like they have in the past. So I think they're susceptible to this being the year where they finally – get us that. I don't know if I can really pick against them until they're mathematically eliminated. I could still see them kind of turning it on. It seems like once you get into February a little bit, later in February, they kind of flip a switch and seem to find it, especially in the Big 12. So I think I'd probably still say they get at least a share, but man, it's been impressive what some of these other Big 12 teams have done at the top, especially Texas Tech, just kind of not coming out of nowhere, because they have the talent and Chris Beard's a good coach, but man, they really kind of put it all together. It looked impressive.
Kansas has lost two out of their last three, had a nice win over TCU, which was close for a while. They pulled away to win, but they lost at Baylor. Oklahoma State's got two massive road wins for the Cowboys, winning in West Virginia, and, of course, the game when they knocked off Kansas a couple of weeks ago. This Kansas, this is a winnable basketball game tomorrow night, Dylan. If I would have made that statement late January, even a week ago, I'm not so sure I would. I thought that this game tomorrow night was winnable. I know it's Hilton, but look what they're doing. They've knocked off three top 20 teams already. Why not make it four tomorrow night?
Yeah, I certainly think it's possible. And when you kind of, they're obviously different teams when you talk about this point, but I think the way Iowa State was able to play them in Allen Fieldhouse, and certainly had their opportunities to go and win that game too. And then Kansas, obviously, as they've been able to do over the years, kind of was able to find ways to win at home. But I think kind of what we said before, if Wiggins can be on his game, if Lawrence can kind of give those big guys from Kansas trouble down low, if Donovan Jackson is hitting from outside, they certainly have the pieces when you throw in if Zerantali can get his buckets, if Solomon Young can kind of be a load down there. Yep. If everybody kind of is healthy and puts it all together, I think that's a recipe that could have Iowa State win tomorrow for sure.
Good stuff, Dylan Moss. We'll talk to you at the end of the week. Appreciate you coming on, as we always do, AmesTrib.com to read Dylan. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Dylan Moss covers Iowa State football and basketball. Kansas and Texas Tech play February the 24th. Middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. Here's Kansas's schedule, what they've got left. We know Iowa State tomorrow. They host West Virginia Saturday.
Mm-hmm. West Virginia has been the team. It's kind of had their number throughout the years. They play
they
well.
They have. That's a good
Kansas.
Point. Although Kansas came back and had that, knocked them off in Morgantown. What's wrong? What's up with the Mountaineers? Then they host Oklahoma. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big Monday game. That's big. That's a week from tonight.
Yes.
Then they go to Texas Tech. That's the game we were referring to. Just massive. Before hosting Texas, finishing at Okie State. Boynton's got that team playing well. They've got a couple of huge quadrant one.
Yes.
But it's tough getting used to that, isn't it?
It is. It's not quite. Doesn't roll off the tongue like a top 50 win does.
Yeah, it doesn't. But you know what? Get used to it, because this is the norm now.
Yes.
If you haven't made yourself familiar with it, and I made sure that I was up to speed this weekend, little homework.
Oklahoma makes the top 16.
I saw that. That was the head scratcher. The Rhode Island, your Rhode Island team is the one that folks thought was.
Let them fly under the radar. I'm fine with that.
So what seed do you want them? Where do you want them?
A nice five.
Would be perfect, wouldn't it?
A nice five. Knock off a four in the round of 32.
Boom.
Upset a one. Elite eight. As long as Stanford isn't sitting there. Well, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
No. Probably not the same, right?
Won't be the same stuff.
No.
Did you watch any Gonzaga St. Mary's, by the way?
I did.
So did I. Wasn't that, the Zags.
Jock Lindsdale probably played his worst game of the season, which was...
Well, but they guarded him.
They did. Which was, but it was a national stage game, and he has been good. And the times I flip on St. Mary's, he's really good.
Not play so like much that. Saturday
no,
night.
No. Zags are probably for real. And
yeah.
Whoever gets shipped out west, going to be open. It'll probably be the fourth, number four seed.
Mm-hmm.
Might see Xavier out there, Cincinnati out there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a wild region.
Scott Dockerman, he'll join us next. Land of 10. Look forward to catching up with Doc. We'll do so following this quick timeout. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are with you until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 AM KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across Central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The State Wrestling Tournament is presented by Mercy College of Health Sciences. Discover your passion in healthcare.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Rob Doster, NBC Sports, covers college basketball. We will talk to Rob and look forward to that. And then Todd Fredrickson of the Iowa Wild. They made a couple of splashes this past weekend on the ice as well. A big, big crowd for the Pink in the Rink promotion on Saturday night. They also signed another five-year extension, so the Wild are going nowhere. Hockey continues to, I'm going to say, thrive.
Oh.
In that, it's certainly growing, Trent. Maybe not. It's on the cusp of thriving.
I haven't been there yet this year.
Haven't you? Nor have I.
That's not a surprise. You don't leave Ankeny.
Well, no, but I'm going to watch my Jets, here. Right, if I'm going to watch a game.
Yes.
Let's got Scott Darkman in here. He covers the Hawkeyes for Land of 10. He's got a couple of football articles up today.
Thank goodness.
That's where we'll start. I think it's a good business decision, Docs, in a click-driven world. Let's write about Iowa football. How are you, Scott Darkman?
Hey, great, guys. What's going on today?
Well, I want to get to the offensive depth chart in a moment, one of your two pieces you've put up. But it's a great question, Doc, and I'm glad that you do this. We've our conversations over the last 6 months or so, it seems like frequently we're bringing up one of the questions and one of your answers that you answer on Land of 10. And it's I guess, something I never thought of. But, yes, they do seem to play Penn State an inordinate amount of times when you figure out the crossovers in the Big Ten East. You don't see Ohio State a ton. You don't see Michigan a ton. But, boy, you sure see a lot of the Nittany Lions. What was your reply to that, Scott Darkman? Why is that the case?
Well, once the Big Ten expanded and then added a ninth game to its schedule, and you have two divisions, there was a lot of discussion about whether or not they should have permanent rivals across divisions. And that just wasn't going to work because the only real rivalry that needed to be played was Purdue-Indiana. And so what they decided to do was say, this one's protected, the rest of them will rotate them. And they want to make sure that there are enough really high-profile matchups to entice television, especially because they were going through a television negotiation at the time. And so they did it on a three-year basis, and that was you have Iowa with Penn State, Nebraska with Ohio State, Michigan and Wisconsin, and then a few others. But it turned out that they released schedules for 4 years instead of three because it's a three-year cycle. And so once they came to the 2020 and 2021 schedules, is like, well, they needed to just extend those to the second cycle to a three-year block. So you have six straight years where Iowa plays Penn State, where over that same period of time, Iowa plays Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, everybody else in the East just once. Or twice, I'm sorry. Once at home, once on the road.
Doc, to your other piece, you have depth chart, projection of a depth chart, what it'll look like. Quarterback, pretty easy. There aren't a whole lot of options there. And a couple of youngsters sitting there behind Nate Stanley. But of the rest of the position groups offensively, what was the most difficult to kind of come up with the two deep?
I would have to say offensive line right now is pretty challenging because, you look at what Iowa has and they have, two guys at tackle that seem to be the case, there. Both were starters as freshmen last year, and Alec Jackson and Tristan Wirfs. But then, Keegan Render started most of the season at guard. Ross Reynolds started a game and rotated with Render. They look like likely starters. But once you take James Daniels out, who declared for the NFL draft, it's like, okay, what do you do now? And Keegan Render is probably the odds-on guy to move inside. He was the backup officially last year, even though on the depth chart it never really said that. So I think that's kind of the massaging of what happens there. And I think Ross Reynolds locks up one job. The other one, I've got Levi Paulson just simply because of seniority there, but Mark Kallenberger has turned a lot of heads. He's going to be an incoming freshman, or he's a freshman last year. A little bit light, but, this is their building season. Really mean guy, tall, probably is more of a tackle type, and later in his career, but he might be able to fit in there. And then, some of the others I think that are more intriguing, I think the most concerning spot on the offense, personnel-wise, might actually be running back.
I think so,
after losing two talented players. And then you start to look at their depth, and you go, ooh, Torin Young and Ivory Kelly-Martin had a nice year, but Keyshawn Bryan redshirted, Ken Rabate redshirted, and he had a medical issue, and you bring in only one running back. So I'm kind of concerned at that position for Iowa right now, because health-wise, we've seen this position take a beating over the years, and it's not far-fetched to think that they might be down to four or five running backs, by midseason at some point.
We saw them take a grad transfer in Butler last year, and he got hurt and missed four or five weeks, whatever it was, Doc. So we really, I don't think, got to see the best out of him. Is Iowa open to entertaining more grad transfer opportunities at positions of need, like running back may be?
Oh, I bet they would, absolutely. I mean, they took two last summer. One didn't work out at wide receiver. The other certainly did at running back, James Butler. And as you mentioned, I think, you know, his injury kind of robbed him of his senior year. And, if there's another one that comes up, I saw, a Kansas State running back he's looking around. And then I'm not, speculating or projecting anything there. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if they would take a peek if somebody wants to, if somebody's available, because, I think Torin Young's pretty good, and I think Ivory Kelly Martin is good as well, but they've never proven it. You know, at least with Akram Wadley, he had proven it 1 year, and this was a 1-2 punch, but I don't know if you could trust these guys to carry the ball as often as they do, and especially expect them to stay healthy all year. But, the other position, of course, is wide receiver. And, that's still kind of an open slate, if you will. I mean, Nick Easley, is going to start. He caught 51 passes for Iowa. Amir Smith-Marset was really inconsistent, but flashed a lot of potential. I think Brandon Smith, from what all accounts that I've talked to with people over there, they really like the way he's come along here and the building portion, that he's up to, 215 pounds, and they just want to push him a little bit more. But, one incoming guy I think that's got a real chance at making a splash at that position and playing a lot is Tyrone Tracy out of Indianapolis. One guy told me that, hey, we don't have guys like this. This guy's special in his athletic ability and how fast he is and what he can do. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if he gets on the field a lot, and if not, starts for this team.
Doc, in our final minute, Iowa basketball takes it on the chin again, this time to Ohio State. What, four games left of the regular season? What's there to watch? What's there to look for? Because 27 games in, doesn't look like this team has done anything to improve upon itself.
Yeah, they've got some. I don't know what to tell you on that, what to watch for. But it's kind of like record this every week and do it the same way. But this team's not very good. We know that. I mean, you just watch it for the pure entertainment of it, and I guess cross your fingers and hope they win a game or two. But I think. What you're trying to see is some sort of progress, something that could make you think, next year might not be so bad. They got chances. And I thought you came away with that a little bit with Michigan State, and frankly, they're on the road at Ohio State, team that's 13-1 in the Big Ten. In no other world, even if Iowa was good, would you expect to go there and win that type of game? But the same old issues keep creeping up. Defense, they can't stop the ball. To me, I think the most concerning thing on this team going forward that has to be changed, and mostly on offense, would be the two-guard has to be alive at some point. There's one game you see, Isaiah Moss or Maishi Daly have a really strong game, and like the other day, they were 2-12 combined. And I think, you might see that elevate quite a bit next year. When you bring in a guy like the Muscatine kid,
but he's not bad.
Other than that, he's pretty good. But other than that, I just don't. I think you just say, well, I'll just watch the rest of the games, and then by March 1st, look ahead to spring training or whatever else is out.
Talk 20 seconds left. You seeing Nungy's light go on? I'm seeing a lot of improvement, especially the last couple of weeks out of him.
Yeah, he's inconsistent like a lot of freshmen, but he's flashed a lot of potential. And I think, what you're seeing is he's tall, he's athletic, he's a lot like Jared Utoff at Subways was at that age, except he's thicker. 18 points, 6-12 from the floor. 5-5 from the free throw line. I think you want to see more of this guy. And maybe that's the way they go. They say, his potential and upside is greater than that of, say, Ahmad Wagner or even Nicholas Bear. So maybe you just might want to put him out there a little more often.
Scott Dockerman, Lambda 10. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you. Scott Dockerman, Lambda 10. 1 o'clock hours next. Trent and I will talk to Rob Doster, NBC Sports, covers college basketball, and Todd Fredrickson from the Iowa Wild. Ken Miller Show, come on back, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry.
It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
In the car.
All day at work.
At home.
1700 KBGG Des Moines. A Cumulus station. Big news, big talk.